Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to be continuing learning some Perkei Avos, and I would like to share with you some amazing material, information that was innovative and new to me. In the first part of Perkei Avos, we have a Mishnah, and we bring down the Zugais, the pairs. The Mishnah says in Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav and Zayin, Yehoshua ben Prachya, Venitai Har Bailey, Kiblu Mehem, Yeshua ben Prachya Omer, Asay Lecharav, make for yourself a Rebbe, Knei Lechachaver, purchase a friend, Vahavadanas Kaladam Lekapschus. Nitai Har Bailey Omer, Harchek Mishachin Ra, distance yourself from a bad neighbor, Vyatas Chaber Larasha, do not befriend the wicked. Do not give up hope from punishment. So I was introduced to a new sefer via Harav Isaac Bernstein, Zechatzak Levracha. And this sefer is called Toldos Yehoshua, which is an amazing explanation, an amazing pirush from Rabbi Shua Heller, who is a student of Rabbi Sol Salanter. So. Now, I have two of the Svarma of Rabbi Shua Heller. I have the Chosein Yeshuas and the Divrei Yehoshua. I didn't even know he wrote a Sefer called Toldos Yehoshua. So I was, of course, I got to get a hold of the Sefer.
Of course.
So all of my avenues were not successful. And until I remembered that when I was a kid in my grandparents' house, there was this little red book that had a whole bunch of Svarim. So I called him my uncle. And my uncle said, yeah, 35 years ago, I got a little red sefer that had six of the Svarim of Rabbi Yeshua Heller. So I said, where is it now? It's in my basement. Where in your basement? Who knows? So I went to Brooklyn. I had other reasons to go. I went into my grandparents' house, went to my uncle's house, I went into his basement, and he said, it's on one of the shelves, and Baruch Hashem was able to find the sefer Toldos Yehoshua. And he offers us an amazing explanation. And we know that in terms of our Avodas Hashem, when it comes to serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, there are two pathways of Avodas Hashem. There's Ava and there's Yira. Ava, there's love, and there's fear. And the Toldos Yehoshua explains that the concept of love is when we're motivated to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam out of love, it gives us a certain expansiveness, it opens up our heart, it motivates us to utilize and to bring in and bring out all of our kaychais in the service of Hashem. On the other extreme, there's something called Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem causes us to be mekavets, to sort of withdraw and restrain ourselves in honor of fear of God. Okay? Says the Toldos Yehoshua, look at number two.
It's a long
and about 20 lines down, where the first word on the line is V'ahavas Olam. Okay. He says, V'yamna midas hadin, the trait of justice, V'kav ha-mishpat, and the line of the law, hu ledakte kechur ha-sayra v'shaloy levater. Din says, be very exacting, be very precise, v'hu noivea mimakar ha-yira ha-koymetzas v'ha-koychas. Okay. So in other words, the Midas Hadin says, be very exacting, be very precise, don't overlook, don't be mevater. Midas Ha'ava says, give in, love, it's okay, overlook, be mevater. So says the Toldos Yehoshua, an amazing explanation. V'hine ha-nasi, the nasi, the job of a nasi. What is the job of a nasi? The job of a nasi is lihiyosai mechalkel inyanei hamadina, to be concerned for social welfare. The job of the president, the job of the nasi, is he has to look out for the welfare of the people. For instance, we have in the Gemara Sanhedrin in number 3, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, we're not ma'aber the shana unless the nasi wants. What does the nasi have to do with an Iber Yar? Why should we only add a month onto the year if the nasi wants? What does the nasi got to do with it? If the Bezdin feels that the Pesach is going to be too late, so it's the decision of the Bezdin. What do we have to bring the nasi into it? The answer is, the nasi knows what's in the best interest of the people. The job of the nasi is to look out for the welfare of the people. The nasi knows whether people have time to make Pesach. The nasi knows the conditions of the roads. The Nasi knows the conditions of the wheat and the grain. Then that's the job of the Nasi, right? K'mash Amar Chazal, back into the Toldos Yeshua, B'Ibur Hashana, the purpose of Ibur Hashana is Shehu L'Yishuv Haaretz, L'Das Mahi Tzricha M'mnei Hadrachim. The Nasi knows what the people need because of the roads, M'mnei Hagisharim, because of the bridges, M'mnei Tanurei Psachim, M'mnei Peiro Se'ilon V'Haviv V'Hatkufa. In other words, the conditions, the situation that would require us to make an Ibur Yar is situation of travel. What are the conditions of the bridges? What are the conditions of the roads? This is something the Nasi would know.
How would you translate
Yeah?
Nasi?
The Alkane?
How would you translate Nasi?
The prince.
Prince?
The chief.
Would you translate Blomberg, as ombudsman?
Blomberg is doing.
Ombudsman?
Rabbi? No, the Nasi is the prince.
What Blomberg is doing is according to the Torah.
I don't know about that,
Don't drink the drinks.
The job of the Nasi. You know that? The job of the Nasi, Rabbi Isai, is to be interested in the welfare of the people. The Alkane, Loi, Ya'asa, Lehisnaheg, Lefnim, Meshur, Sadin. Therefore, the Nasi has the authority and the right to act beyond the scope of the exacting. He has a right to overlook whether the people are, let's say, not acting properly. If that's what's in the best interest of the people, the Nasi could act, lefnei mishur sadin, uvechesed, and he could act with certain kindness, and he could act beyond the letter of the law, lefi ha'es, v'hazman v'inyan, depending on the circumstances. Lahagdil Torah im yishuv ha'medina, to advance the cause of Torah scholarship if it's in the best interest of the people. In other words, does the Nasi have the authority to act beyond the letter of the law? Yes. Because his job is the welfare of the people. How about the Av Beis Din? Would the Av Beis Din ever bend the law? Of course not. The job of the Av Beis Din is stand up for the din. Stand up, make sure he upholds the authority of the absolute halacha. The Av Beis Din in Yonoi Lehamin al Kav Hadin Velechois Bemishpat. The job of the Av Beis Din is to uphold the authority, uphold the law. Don't bend, don't budge. The halacha has to take preeminence, has to take priority.
With Kiddush HaKodesh under the Abbezin's domain or the Nasi?
It's under the Abbezin's domain, but he can't make the decision without the Nasi. In other words, that demonstrates that the job of the Nasi is social welfare. Loimar, so the Abbezin has to say, Yikoyf Hadin Asahar, let the din move mountains. So what the Toldos Yehoshua is about to say is going to change forever your perception of Hillel and Shammai. We always think Hillel, he's a nice guy, he's a softy, he's an Adela guy, he's an Anav, he's humble, and Shammai is Mr. Toughy. He's a tough guy. Don't mess with Shammai. So that we already gave up. You know, when we were already kids, we already learned that, no, it's not that Pshat Beis Hillel was a nice guy and Beis Shammai was a tough guy. Beis Hillel paskind to be soft. Well, Beis Hillel paskind to be nice. And Beis Shammai paskind, yeah, you have to uphold the Torah. No, that's not the Pshat either, says the Toldos Yehoshua. It was a function not of their personalities, it was a function of their positions. Because what was Hillel's position and what was Shammai's position? So, if you look at number 4, the Bar Tanura tells us that in Pirkei Avos, right, it says, two people receive the Torah from two people, and another two receive from them, and another two from them, says the Bar Tanura. Kol ha-tanoim ha-nizkarim b'perek zeh. All the tanoim mentioned in Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos, zug, zug, are pairs. Pliny u-pliny, kiblumi pliny u-pliny. What was the job of the first one? What was the job of the second one? Harishon mehem nasi. The first one was the president, the mayor, the prince. Vahasheni Av Beis Din. The second one was the Av Beis Din. So when it comes to Yoshua ben Prachya and Itai Harbeli, Yoshua ben Prachya, as the Gemara in Chagiga tells us, Daf Tesvav, was the nasi. Nitai Har Bailey was the Av Beis Din. Rabbi Isai, it's an amazing thing. If you look at number 6, when it says Hillel v'Shammai Kiblu Mehem, and then whose halachos does it say first? Hillel's or Shammai's? Hillel's. Isn't that strange? The Gemara in Ervin says, why do we paskin like this, Hillel? Because Hillel always allowed Shammai's position to be recorded first. The Gemara in Ervin, Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, says, why do we paskin like this, Hillel? Because Beis Hillel always allowed Shammai to go first. So why here in Pirkei Avos is Hillel first? The answer is very simple. Because in Pirkei Avos we're telling you the chain of Messiah. Av Bezdin, Nasi, right? Excuse me. Nasi Avbezdin, Tanasi Avbezdin, Tanasi Avbezdin. What was Hillel's job? Hillel was the Nasi. What was Shammai's job? Shammai was the Avbezdin. That is why this is the one exception, points out Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. By the way, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wrote a parish on Pirkei Avos. It's found in the Emes Liakov and Nezikin. And the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, why if in all of Shas, Shammai comes first and Avos Hillel comes first? Because in Pirkei Avos we're telling you who's the Nasi, who's the Avbezdin. First comes the Nasi, then comes the Avbezdin. So says...
Why did they disagree?
Good. So says the Toldos Yehoshua, it's not that Hillel was a nice guy and Shammai was a toughie. Hillel was the Nasi. As the Nasi, his job is to be interested in social welfare. His job is to look out for what's good for each yachid, each individual. He is able to be mevater. He is able to go lefnei mishur sadin. That is why says the Toldos Yehoshua, when the ger comes in to Hillel and says, teach me the Torah on one foot, it's not that Hillel was a humble guy or Hillel was giving and or Hillel was soft. Hillel's job as Nasi was to look out for the interest of every individual. So he was allowed to say, you know what, I'll deal with you on your level. He was allowed to be Mavak. Shammai was not allowed to be nice to the guy. His job was uphold the law, uphold the Torah. His job was make sure the authority of the legal system would not be abrogated in any way. Says the Toldos Yehoshua, very interesting. Look on the line that begins like this. The line begins, Hahar, about halfway through. V'lachein Hillel, Shahaya Nasi, Hillel, who was the Nasi, Haya Mevater Mishaloi, Lekarev Hamaruchakin. He was allowed to give in. B'Shamay, Shahaya Avbezdin. Shammai was the Avbezdin. He wasn't allowed to. Dachvan Ma'amas Habinyin. Now, which approach is correct? They're both correct. They're both equally. It depends what your job is. If you're the Nasi, he's required to be soft, to give in, to go lefnei mishur hadin. Shnei mishpatim emes. Betzadku yachdav. Zek midasai v'zek midasai. But what should the average person do? How should the average person act? If you're not the Nasi and you're not the Avbezdin. So look in the Gemara in Shabbos in number 5. A person should always be humble like Hillel and don't be strict like Shammai. Why does the Gemara say the word La'olam? Why doesn't the Gemara say Halacha k'beis Hillel? Because the Halacha is not like Beis Hillel and the Halacha is not like Beis Shammai. If you're a Nasi, you gotta act like Hillel. If you're the Avbezdin, you have to act like Shammai. There's no Halacha over here. Each one is following the Halacha appropriate for his job. But how should I act? I'm an average guy. How should I act? That's why the Gemara says, "La'olam yehi adam an v'sam kehillel v'yehi kapdan k'shamay." It's not a function of their personality. It's not a function of their shayrish haneshama. It is a function of their job. Hillel is the Nasi. He is obligated to look out for individual welfare. Shammai is the Avbezdin. He is obligated not to bend and budge.
So that's what
if Shammai is right, though. If Shammai is right...
Shammai is right as the Avbezdin. For an Avbezdin, that's what he has to do.
He's right. Yeah. Then how can you go according to Hillel? How can you observe according to Hillel?
Oh, because the average person, when he's dealing with his friends, he should act like Hillel acted. He should act humble. He should give in. But if you want to know how should a Avbezdin act, like Shammai.
It's against the din.
No, it's
what
not.
It's
the Rosh Bezdin has a specific task. The task is uphold the law. So if you're the Rosh Bezdin, you have to act like Shammai. If you're an Anasi, you have to act like Hillel. How should the average person act? La'olam yehi an v'san kehillel.
How come we want Shemashiach switches?
Oh, because
that's why.
What? Because he might have Mashiach. We'll see. Maybe we'll get to that. Okay, Rabbi Say, this is a fantastic explanation. It's not that Hillel's a nice guy and Shimon's a toughie. Therefore, comes the Tolos Yehoshua and says, why is Yehoshua ben Prachya saying his three statements? And Nitai Harabeli are saying his three statements. Listen to this. Says the Tolos Yehoshua, they're saying the exact same thing. Just Yehoshua ben Prachya was the Nasi. The Nasi is from the Midah of Chesed, the Midah of Ahava. So you know what he says? Yehoshua ben Prachya says, Aseh lecha rav. In other words, Yehoshua ben Prachya is stressing, Avas Hashem, make for yourself a Rebbe to learn from. Nitai, who are Bailey, who is the Av Beis Din, he says the opposite. He says in his first statement, Harchik mishachein ra, go away from a bad neighbor. They're saying the same thing. Just Yehoshua ben Prachya is coming from Midas Ha'ava, from the Midas HaChesed. He's saying, get a good influence, get a good Rebbe. Nitei Harbeli is saying, Hachek Mishachin Ra. The flip side is, go away from a bad neighbor. Yeshua ben Prachya says, Kinei L'cha Chaver, go to a good friend, get good influence. Nitei Harbeli, he's the Avez, and he says, no, Al Tischaber L'Rasha. That's the opposite extreme. Yehoshua ben Prachya says, Have a donus kol adam l'kavschus. When you see someone who might not be a good Rebbe, might not be a good friend, show him midas ha'ava. Show him, right? Be donim l'kavschus. Judge him beyond the letter of the law. Nita Arbeli says, but wait a second. I'm the Av Beis Din. If you see a guy acting inappropriately, al tisyoish min haparanus. Don't give up hope that he won't be punished. In other words, what you have over here is, if you take what Yehoshua ben Prachya is saying, and you take what Nitai Harbeli are saying, they're basically saying the same thing. It's just Yehoshua ben Prachya is coming from the angle of being the Nasi. Nitai Harbeli is coming from the angle of being the Av Beis Din. And if you synthesize, Havadonis Kaladom Lekavschus, without the Siyoish Min HaParanos, what do you have? You have one attitude, you see someone doing something wrong, judge him favorably. He's okay. Maybe he doesn't know any better. Maybe he has circumstances that are bringing him to this. On the other extreme, Nitai Harbeli says, yeah, but if you see him doing something wrong, you should know one day he's going to get punished. You know what attitude that is when you synthesize the two? Kavdehu v'chashdehu. Honor him, but suspect him. Like Chazal tell us. Have a lot of friends, but don't tell too many people your secrets. Honor people, but suspect them. Be friendly to people, but don't bring them too close into your house. That is the synthesis of Yehoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Harbeli. They're not arguing. They're merely explaining their vantage point. Yehoshua ben Prachya was the Nasi. Nitai Harbeli was the Rosh Beis Din. Now we come to something very interesting. In Perek Aleph of Perkei Avos, we have an amazing thing. We have the statements of Hillel. How many statements of Hillel do we have in Perek Aleph of Perkei Avos? Only three. Number one, Mishnah Yudbeis, look at number six. Have it mitamid of Shalarain, Oyev Shalom, Veroid of Shalom, Oyev Sabis Makavan La Torah. We have Mishnah Yud Gimel, Negid Shema, Avad Shemei. You spread your name, you'll lose your name. Udula Moisef Yosef, if you don't add, you'll be lost. Udula Yalef Katala Chayef. And Mishnah Yudalid, Emein Anili Mili. Are these the only things that Hillel said? No. Because in this week's Perek, in Perek Beis, we go back to Hillel. After continuing along the chain of Messiah, for some odd reason, we're back to Hillel. Look at number 8. In this week's Perek, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, Hillel Aymer. And in Mishnah Vav, Ein Bor Yirei Chayt, V'layam Aretz Chosin, if you turn over, Mishnah Zayin, we have a Hillel seeing the skull floating, Mishnah Ches, we have Hillel saying, Mar Babasar, Mar Barima. Can I ask you a question? If Rebbe, who compiled Perkei Avos, or according to some, Rabbi Bernstein brought down from Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman that Rabbi Akiva was the one who compiled Perkei Avos. But in any event, whoever compiled it, why would they not bring together all the statements of Hillel in one place? Why do we have three of his statements in Perek Aleph, and then the rest of it in Perek Beis? I mean, combine it all together. Make it mesudar. Make it orderly. So we have an amazing explanation, again, from the Toldos Yehoshua. Okay, this I found just recently. And the Toldos Yehoshua says something Very, very interesting. Why is it that, you know, we're bringing down Hillel statements, and after all, we bring Hillel first in contradistinction to the general principle of bringing Shammai first because Hillel's a Nasi, but for some reason, after three of the statements, we forget about Hillel, and we bring in Shammai, and then Reb Shimon, and then Reb Gamliel, and then we're back to Hillel and Parak Beis. And the Talmud Yeshua says something very, very interesting. In every person's life, and especially in the lifetime of the Tanoim, there are three main periods. You have the period of life when you're a loymed, when you learn from your rabbeim, you go to the cheder, you go to the yeshiva, and you absorb from your rabbeim. Then, that is the period of called loymed. Okay? Excuse me, that's the period of you're a talmid, you're a student. You're a student, you're learning from your rabbeim. That's the first chapter of one's lifetime. The second chapter of life is you're a loymed. You learn on your own. You review everything your Rebbe taught you. You absorb everything your Rebbe taught you. You chazar it. You review it. You come up with your own chidushim. That's called a loymed. And chapter three is you're a melamed. You're a teacher. You give over what your Rabbeim have taught you. You give over what you have come up with on your own. So there are three chapters in the lifetime of the Tanoim. Talmud, loymed, melamed. Talmud is when you learn from your rabbis. Loymed is when you learn and you absorb on your own. And chapter three is melamed, when you give over what you've learned from your rabbeim and what you've learned on your own. And the Vilna Gaon, this is from the Toldos Yehoshua number 13. Vilna Gaon HaMishle brings down these three chapters on the Parakei in Mishle Pasuk Tesvav. It says Shesei Mayim Mibay Recha, which means you gather water from another place. That is the period of Talmud. Then the Pasuk says, V'noizlem mitoich be'ercha, when you learn on your own, and you come up with your own chidushim. And then when you become a giving spring, the Pasuk continues, Yafutsu mayonosecha chutza. That's when you're malame to other people. And certainly, while in every Talmud Chacham's lifetime there are three periods, there is Talmud, Loimed and Melamed, certainly in the period, in the lifetime of Hillel, there were three periods. Rabbeisai, who was the Rebbe of Hillel? Anybody know? Who did Hillel learn from? Shmaya Naftalion. Shmaya Naftalion, right? Like it said in Pirkei Avos. Shmaya, Avtalion, Shammai and Hillel. Hillel and Shammai were Makabel from Shmaya and Avtalion. Remember? Rabbeisai, look at number 11. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that every day Hillel did not make a lot of money. He only made a tarpik.
What?
Tarpik. Oh,
this is
a root. A tarpik. It's a certain amount of money. Half of it he gave to the Shomer of the Beis Medrash. Half of it he paid for his parnasa and the parnasa of his family. One day he didn't have enough money to pay the Shomer. So what happened? He went to listen on the rooftop. And the Gemara tells us, who was he listening to? Yuma, Lamed Hayim, Beis. He was listening to Divrei Elokim Chayim Mipi Shmaya V'Avtalion. And it was Erev Shabbos, it was Kufas Teves, and the snow fell from heaven, and 6 feet of snow fell on top of Hillel, until in the morning, Shmaya V'Avtalion say, you know, it's a little cloudy today, why isn't the light coming in? Until they looked up, and they uncovered Hillel. So Hillel was a devoted student of Shmaya and Avtalion. Rabbeisai, where was the yeshiva of Shmaya and Avtalion?
In Padisa.
You look in the Gemara and Brachos.
And Har Harmon was snowing.
Where did Shmaya and Avtalion have their yeshiva? In Yerushalayim. Look in Brachos, Daf Yotes. Look in Yuma, Ayin Aleph. Shmaya and Avtalion set up shop in Yerushalayim. So in the period where Hillel was a Talmud, he learned where? Yerushalayim. Rabbeisai. Shmaya and Avtalion were Nasi Avbezdin respectively. Hillel was Nasi. In between Shmaya and Avtalion and Hillel, who were the Nasiim? The B'nai B'Seira. The B'nai B'Seira, you look in Psachim Samach Vav, number 10 on the sheets. Where was Hillel during this time? Hillel went to learn. Where did he go to learn on his own? Bavel. He went down to Babel. Why did he go down to Babel? He figured, if I'm going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm an avid and devoted student of Shema B'Tanya, I'm next in line. Who needs it? Maybe there are better people. In the meantime, he wanted to absorb and review everything he learned from Shema B'Tanya. He went to Babel. Rabbi said, how do we know Hillel was a Babylonian? Look in the Gemara in Sukkah number 12. Damar Yish Lakish. Hareini Kaparas Reb Chiyo Banav. Shebetchila Kishenishtakcha Torah Mi'Yisrael. The first time Torah was forgotten, Allah Ezra mi Babel v'yasta. Ezra founded the Torah. Ezra brought back the Torah. Chazra v'neshtaka, when it was forgotten again, Allah Hillel habavli v'yasta. Hillel reminded Klal Yisrael the Torah. So after Hillel learned from Shmaya Avtalion in Yerushalayim, he went down to Babel. To do what? To give shir? No, he wasn't giving shir. He went to absorb the Torah he learned from Shmaya Avtalion. Period number one in Yerushalayim, he was a Talmud. Period number two in Bavel, he was a loymaid. But the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Samach Vav, Amid Aleph, tells us that at a certain point of time, Hillel was Olami Bavel. And at that time, who were the Nasiim? The B'nai B'Seira. And they had a certain dilemma. Pesach, Erev Pesach, came out on Shabbos. And they didn't know what the halacha was. Is Shabbos Doiche Pesach, or is Pesach Doche Shabbos? Could you bring the Karm Pesach on Shabbos? They didn't know the halacha. He said, any of you guys know what the halacha is? So Hillel spoke up, and everyone said, go to Hillel. Hillel just came out from Bavel, and Hillel was an avid and devoted student of Shema B'Tanya. Why don't you ask him? So they asked Hillel, and he said, Hillel, is Pesach Doche Shabbos? He said, what are you talking about, is Pesach Doche Shabbos? There are a lot of Karbanos Aradach HaShabbos. The Karban Tamid is brought every Shabbos. Two Karbanos Tamid. Two Kvasim of the Musaf is Doich HaShabbos. So then Pesach is Doich HaShabbos. And then Hillel made a Kal V'Chomer. How did they react to what Hillel said? Says the Gemara Pesachim Samach Vav, Miyad Hoshivuhu Bereish. They immediately appointed him Nasi. Uminuhu Nasi Aleim. They appointed him as the Nasi. And he darshan the whole day about Hilchas Pesach. And then, the moment Hillel becomes the Nasi, what does Hillel tell them? He said, you know I am better than you? That's pretty audacious for Hillel to say. You know I am better than you? You know I am the Nasi and now you guys are nobodies? Because you're lazy. You're good for nothing. You're lazy. You did not serve Shemaya and Avtalion. So the Gemara says that Hillel was a little bit too arrogant in his statement, because immediately after that, they asked him, Rebbe, we didn't bring the knife from before Shabbos. Could we carry the knife on Shabbos? In other words, we didn't bring the knife.
For the carbon.
So they asked Hillel, and Hillel said, you know what? I forgot about this halacha. Let's see what the Jews do. Whatever they do, it's probably the right thing, because Imheim Einam Nevi'im, Imheim Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im. They're the sons of Nevi'im. Fine. Very interesting. So Hillel had three tekufos in his lifetime. He learned in Yerushalayim from Shmaya Avtalion. He learned on his own in
Babel.
And then he came up to Eretz Yisrael, and what was he appointed? He was appointed Nasi. Says the Toldos Yeshua, these three tekufos in the lifetime of Hillel are reflected in the three statements of Hillel in Perek Aleph of Perek Yavos. The first statement is, Hevi Mei Tamidov Shel Aaron. You know when that statement was made? When he's the Nasi. What's the job of the Nasi? Social welfare. Social welfare, but not like a liberal, not like a left wing. The purpose is to bring closer to the Torah. So Hillel in Mishnah Yud Beis is saying the motto, the maxim of Anasi. Hevi mitamid of Shal Aaron, be a student of Aaron. Oyev Shalom, love peace. Roydev Shalom, run after peace. Oyev es habriyos, love people. But for the purpose of umakarvan la Torah, to bring them close to the Torah. The purpose, the function of the Nasi is, as we've mentioned, mihavi mitamid of shal Aaron, ayev shalom, roydev shalom, ayev es habriyos, umakarvan la Torah. Now let's look at Mishnah Yud Gimel. You notice something very interesting about Mishnah Yud Gimel? Mishnah Yud Gimel is written in Aramaic. Why is it written in Aramaic? Says the Todos Yeshua, amazing explanation. Because that's what he wrote when he was learning. Where? In Babel. Look on your third sheet. Maimer Beis is Mishnah Yud Gimel. That's talking about when he was in Babel. Why do you think he ran away to Babel? What was he running away from? He was running away from fame and popularity. He knew he was next in line to be Nasi. But in the meantime, he wanted to make sure that the oil of the Tzibur did not fall upon him. He wanted to fulfill the statement, be humble so you have continuity and existence. And he therefore said, keep away from being the Nasi. He said three statements in fear and in preparation to try not to be the Nasi. Number one, there are three things that could cause Nasius. Look in the third line in Maimer Beis. Number one, you know what could bring to Nasius? Sheyatza tivoy ba'ilam. If you become famous, v'yisgado shemei, v'yinishma l'merachik, people are going to find out about you. V'hatzadikim borchim imneizek v'arech m'na'esh. That's why tzadikim run away from this, like running away from fire. And they're mekayim hatznei alecha simalekecha. And not only that, if you're great in people's eyes, it could cause chil Hashem. Like Chazal say, that for a Talmud Chacham, to be Michal Shem Shamayim, it's very easy, it's very simple. That is why the first statement of Hillel and Babel is, Negid Shema Avad Shemei. You're going to spread your name, you'll lose your name. Don't try to become famous. The second thing is, Udala Maisif Yosef. But you know why Hillel was afraid of becoming a Nasi? Because the troubles of the Tzibur and the yoke of the Tzibur, it could remove him from learning Torah. And therefore, Hillel said, a Talmud Chacham always has to increase his learning of Torah. And that's another reason he was afraid of becoming Nasi. He was afraid he wouldn't be able to increase his learning. And the third reason he was afraid of becoming Nasi is because a person is not allowed to use the honor of the position for his own aggrandizement, for his own
benefit,
to promote himself. And therefore, Hillel says, with the Ishtamish B'tag HaChalaf, someone who uses the crown of the Torah will fade away. These were three statements Hillel made where? In Babel. Why did he make these three statements? Because these are the three fears he had of becoming the Nasi. And then finally, in Mishnah Yadalid, Rabbi Yisai, what does Hillel say? Emena Nili Mili. Ibikshani La'atzmi. You know when Hillel made these statements? Rabbi said he made these statements when he was in Yerushalayim serving his rabbis. And he's saying like this, that a student needs to have two diametrically opposed attitudes. On the one hand, he has to understand that a moment of serving your rabbi is so beneficial, is invaluable, and will help you for your whole life. And therefore you need to make your ear like a sponge to receive everything the Rebbe says and to remember it and to look very carefully into it. And if you're not being miyageya, and if you're not going to toil, no one's going to do it for you. He says, "Amen anili mili."
That was his first statement. It wasn't humble.
You mean to the B'nai B'Seira, right? We're going to get to that. Good. And then he says, don't rely on your own wisdom. That even if you are miyageya, and even if you do try hard, shani la'atzmi ma'ani, ve'im la'yashav, and if you don't learn from your abeyim now, emosai. So this is an amazing explanation for why Rebbe, or Rebbe Akiva, chose specifically these three statements of Hillel to include in Perek Aleph and Perek Yavis. Number one was the teachings he taught when he was a Nasi. Number two, the teachings he taught when he was in Babel. And number three, the teachings he taught when he was a student.
Is there a reason they're sort of backwards, though? Right?
Yeah, why is it backwards? Because in terms of what we just mentioned, that Hillel and Shammai received the Torah from Shmaya Naftalia, and we're listing them in the position of Nasi Abezin respectively, so we've just said Hillel was a Nasi, so the first thing we do is we say the statements and the teachings he taught when he was a Nasi. Okay? Now I want to bring up what Mr. Barish pointed out, that if Hillel, in fact, was so humble, so why is he issuing these very harsh statements to the B'nai B'Seira. You know I am, I'm the Nasi and you guys are nothing. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that Hillel, before he became the Nasi, he was the epitome of humility. But it's only after he achieved the status of Nasi that even though the job of the Nasi is to be humble and to bend the law, nevertheless, he too has to do it for the ultimate purpose of Mekarvin LaTorah. He too has to uphold the Torah. And what he was doing was, he wasn't putting them down. He was stating matter of fact that you gentlemen, as great as you are, greatness in Torah can only be achieved if you sufficiently serve your Rabbeim. And that's what Hillel was doing.
Tax collectors?
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Tax collectors.
I want to point out something very interesting.
They pushed the Jews to pay taxes and they...
They were the Nasiim. That's part of the job.
Yes.
What the Todos Yeshua pointed out to us was that it's not that Hillel was a softy and Shammai was a tough guy. Hillel fulfilled his job 100%, and his job was being the Nasi, the welfare of the people. Shammai fulfilled his job. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, look at number 15 for a moment. He says that these two types of positions that were fulfilled by Hillel and Shammai, we find in another instance in history. And you know where we find that? Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Hillel said to be from the students of
Aaron.
Students of Aaron. Let me ask you, who had more students, Aaron or Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course Moshe Rabbeinu had more Talmidim. Why from the students of Aaron? The answer is Moshe Rabbeinu had a different job and a different approach. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu's approach was? He was an ish kasha, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes. Bilti gomish. He was unbending and unbudging. He was shafat. Virada as who has in the paragraph that begins Amnam on the fourth line. Bechazaka, he did not bend, he did not budge, he upheld the law. He was Meyaser Klal Yisrael. He reprimanded them with Musar. But Aaron was a soft guy. He was Roidev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, in a very ne'imistic way, in a very pleasant way. He loved peace, he pursued peace. Was it that Moshe Rabbeinu was a tough guy and Aaron was a nice guy? Just the opposite. There was never anyone in history more humble than Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Anav Mikol Adam. So if you want to know who is more humble, Moshe or Aaron? Of course Moshe Rabbeinu is more humble. But why do we find in the Chumash Moshe Rabbeinu conducted himself one way and Aaron conducted himself another way? It was not their personality. It was their job. Moshe was the Melech, Vayihi Bishuren Melech. And as the king, he had to uphold the law. As the lawgiver, as the Mechaykek, he had to uphold the law. Aaron's job was, he's a Kohen Gadol. His job was, Ayev Shalom V'Raydev Shalom. So it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu's personality led him one way, and Aaron's personality led him another way. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the paragraph that begins, Amnam, in the middle of the piece, he says, Avala Emesi, the truth is, Shehachilik B'Hanagasam, Lohayam Yisharesh Tiv B'Tivam. It had nothing to do with their nature. It had nothing to do with their personality. Ela b'tafkidam. It had everything to do with their job. V'hainu Moshe haya melech. Moshe was the king. Melech tzach l'shvesam b'chazaka. The king has to rule the people with force. L'hanish esharoi l'oinish. To punish those who need punishment. Uli yaser esha bar yonim. And to reprimand the sinners. Masheino kene etzal Aaron. That wasn't Aaron's job. Sh'loi haya l'itafkidza. He didn't have this job. So therefore, Aaron had the ability to conduct himself as Ayev Shalom V'Raydev Shalom. It's not that Moshe didn't like peace. It's not that Moshe wasn't for running after peace. He wasn't allowed to be Raydev Shalom because his job was the Melech. Imagine if the king would go running after peace. You don't have a nation. You don't have an Am. The job, Moshe's tafkid as Melech Yisrael did not allow him to have Aaron's approach. So if we would have to compare Shammai and Hillel to Moshe and Aaron, we would have to say that Shammai was like Moshe. And Hillel was like, Aaron. After all, Hillel said, having me tamid of shal Aaron. So I found an amazing thing. In number 16 in the Sefer Hazachus from the Chidush Harim, when Hashem gave the job to Moshe Rabbeinu, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Loi ish devarim anoichi. I'm not a man of words. The concluding letters of the words Loi ish devarim anoichi are Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I'm not for the job. I'm a Shammai kind of guy. I'm a Shammai kind of guy. To be the leader of Klal Yisrael, you need like a Hillel. So Hashem says, no. Hu yelecha lepeh. He will be your mouth. Rashi Tevis, Hillel. Hashem says to Moshe, you need a Hillel. That's for Aaron. Aaron's going to play the role of Hillel. Aaron's going to be Oyev Shalom Baraydev. That's the job of Aaron HaKoyen. You, Moshe, you're perfect for the job. You're Vayish Devarim Anoichi. You're a Shama. You're the Melech. You're the Shama. You're the Av Bezdin. Now, Rabbi, it's very interesting. We'll just conclude that in Perek Aleph of Perkei Avos, in last week's Perek, we have three statements of Hillel. What are they? Number one, what he said when he was a Nasi. What did he say as a Nasi? Having me Tamid of Shal Aaron. Social welfare. Then we have the second statement in Aramaic, what he said in Bavel. Mishnah Yedad, we have what he said when he was a student. What about in this week's Perek? We have many, many statements from Hillel. You know why we have them in Perek Beis? Because these statements are not connected to any specific tekufa of the lifetime of Hillel. These are merely a collection, the Talmud Yeshua explains, of different lessons that Hillel learned either from incidents that happened to him or from his personal shita. They are not connected to his role as either a Nasi, as a loymed, or as a Talmud, and therefore these statements are separate from the statements of Perek Aleph, and they are relegated to Perek Beis of Mishnah. So what we're learning is that the Zugais of Perek Aleph are not people with different personalities, they're people with different jobs. Hillel's job was Nasi. Shammai's job was Av Bezdin. Following the roles of Moshe and Aaron, and of course, Hillel says, having mitamei of Shal Aaron. Shammai says what? Shammai says, see, Shammai was also a nice guy. If you look in Perek Aleph of Perkei Avos, Mishnah Tezvav, Shammai says, having mekabos kala adam b'sever panam yafos. That was the statement of Shammai. So what Shammai was saying was not a result of his personality, it was a result of his job. Rabbi Isai, Agon Shabbos.